This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Like Mother, Like Daughter by Jacob Merriweather. Maureen Clemens hummed to herself as she tidied up the house. She was completely alone. Her husband James had left the day before. He was an accountant for an international company and frequently spent weeks at a time gone, leaving her alone with the kids. But they were getting older. Jason had just started his sophomore year of college and wouldn't be back until Thanksgiving break. Lainey was busy with her last year of high school. She just turned 18 a couple weeks ago and now, more than ever, was branching out and spending time with friends and classmates. But Maureen didn't mind though. She knew it was for the best, and she had her own obligations, which made having the house to herself so often a true convenience. As she walked from the dining room into the kitchen, caught sight of herself in a mirror and stopped, smiling. She was short at 5 feet 3 inches and although she was relatively petite, she had filled out quite well. She was the epitome of the hot neighborhood mom. She had short black hair, large tits, a tight body with the perfect curves, and a nice, large, round ass that bounced from side to side when she walked. She admired herself, wearing a short striped dress that clung tightly to her body, a cream-colored linen apron, frilly and thin, with straps pulled tight around her thin waist. "Never seen a mirror you didn't like, huh?" a voice asked her calmly, and she jumped, catching herself as she turned to the French doors to the backyard open, her son's best friend Ben leaning against the frame. "Oh, Ben, you scared me." She sighed, seeing that lascivious smile on his face, the smile she'd grown used to. He was tall, with wavy, unkempt hair and piercing eyes. He had always been a cute kid, but now he was a man, handsome and fit. "Excuse me?" Ben asked, and she looked down, her hands finding their rightful position behind her back. "I'm sorry, sir. Good morning, sir," she muttered as he walked towards her, closing the door behind her. "I didn't expect you today. I thought you had class, sir." "Don't worry about me," Ben smiled. He'd been best friends with her son since he was a boy, and while he and her son Jason had been inseparable growing up, he'd chosen to stay in town to go to the local college as opposed to going out of state like Jason had. "But I wonder, if you weren't expecting me, were you still following your orders? Let's find out if you've been a good little whore today," Ben told her as he grabbed her hair, marching her over to the dining room table as she struggled feebly to keep up, bending her over and lifting her dress to find her bare ass on display for him. "No panties good," he smiled, reaching in between her legs to inspect her, rubbing her flesh, his fingers groping her ass and prodding her clit. "No sir, filthy whores aren't allowed to wear panties. Filthy whores need to be ready to get fucked whenever their owner wants," she told him, closing her eyes as he forced two fingers inside her tight little pussy, her body eagerly accepting him, losing her breath for a moment before he pulled his fingers out and turned her around to face him, holding his fingers up to her mouth, dripping wet with her juices. "And what else do filthy little whores get?" Ben asked as she opened her mouth, eagerly slurping up her juices and licking his fingers clean as she looked away, blushing. "Filthy whores get to swallow their master's cum. Filthy whores get punished for being bad, and fucked for being good. Filthy whores do as they're told," she recited, taking breaks to lick and slurp on his fingers, and she said the words she knew he wanted to hear. "Good girl. I like the apron. Take off your dress and wear it. Only it. That's all you'll be allowed to wear for the rest of the day," Ben told her, pulling a chair out and sitting down to watch her. "Bibi, but sir, I'm expecting a package," she stuttered, turning away and avoiding his gaze. "Even better, sounds like the man delivering it is in for a treat." Ben laughed, and she moaned a little, untying her apron and taking it off, pushing her dress down and putting the apron back on, stuffing her large tits inside as much as she could, and even then, they were busting out, her ass completely bare. She stood there for a moment, looking down, as Ben took her in, taking a deep breath as he smiled. "Good girl, now cook me breakfast, whore, I'm hungry," he snapped, and she rushed off, hurrying to get out the bacon and eggs, popping bread in the toaster. It couldn't have been more than 15 minutes before she had breakfast ready, coffee and juice and food sitting before him. "Perfect, now you can have your reward," Ben told her, pulling his chair up to the table, and she nodded, biting her lip. "Yes, sir," she whispered, dropping to her knees and crawling under the table. Ben felt her unzipping his pants and reaching in, pulling out his large, rock-hard cock, hearing her gasp a little, kissing it and licking it, stroking him as her breath got heavier and faster. "Shove it down your throat, you stupid little fuck toy," Ben told her as he ate his breakfast, groaning a little as he felt her warm, hot mouth taking his cock all the way down, listening to her gag and choke as she bounced up and down on his cock. "What do you say, slut?" he asked her, and she groaned. "Thank you for your cock, sir," is what she said, but with his cock halfway inside her mouth, it only came out as gurgles and half-finished words. "You're welcome, slut," Ben smiled, leaning back and drinking his coffee as she slurped and bobbed her head up and down. "Ready for your breakfast?" Ben asked, and she moaned, popping his cock out just long enough to whisper, "Yes, sir," before shoving his dick back down her throat. She worked his shaft with one hand and pleasured herself with the other while she sucked and gagged on him, working her pussy into a frenzy before she heard him moaning. "That's it right there," he grunted, grabbing her head and shoving his dick all the way down her throat, face-fucking her while she gagged and drooled all over herself before spewing cum down her throat, bursts of warm jizz shooting straight down to her belly as he groaned, finally letting go of her once he was done. She fell back and started sobbing from the abuse, so overstimulated and degraded that she broke, as she was wont to do, whimpering, tears streaming, and yet entirely unable to keep from playing with herself. "Get your hand off that pussy, you don't have permission to come yet," Ben snapped at her, pushing his chair back so he could see her sitting on her ass, her legs spread, tears flowing down her cheeks as she toyed with herself. "Please, sir. Please. I've been a good whore, haven't I?" she begged. "Absolutely not," he told her, grabbing her hair and dragging her out from under the table, slapping her in the face and spitting on her, watching her sniffle and sob quietly. "Bee-bee, but sir," she huffed, knowing better than to wipe his spit off her face, her makeup smeared, her cheeks bright red. "Please, sir, please let me come." "No, you need to be punished first," he told her, and she bit her lip, shaking her head from side to side. "But I've been a good whore," she protested as he picked her up and pulled her over his knees, her ass sticking up in the air, rubbing her and groping her flesh as she composed herself, whimpering quietly. "Good whores need to be punished every day, don't they?" Ben asked, and she nodded. "Good whores need to know their place," she recited, accepting her face. She took a deep breath, and when she exhaled, the spankings began. He swatted and spanked her roughly, groping and squeezing, smacking S&D slapping, until her ass was red and burning raw, a small puddle forming under her face from all her tears. "What are you?" Ben asked as he continued punishing her ass. "A whore, sir, you're a whore," she gasped, clenching her teeth and trying not to struggle. "Who owns you?" Ben asked.
"You do, sir."
"And whose fault is that?"
"Mine, sir,"
she responded as she had many times before, looking away, tears of shame rolling down her face as he finally finished smacking her ass and pushed her off his lap, standing up and walking to the fridge to grab a pitcher of cold water. He filled a glass and sipped it slowly as he watched her compose herself, wiping the tears away.
"I'm going to give you the choice, now, and I don't even want you to tell me what your answer is. If you want me to fuck you like a whore and come inside of you, get up and bend over the table and present your pussy to me. If you'd rather I leave here right now, all you have to do is get up and walk away. Go upstairs to your bedroom. Whenever you do decide to come down, I promise I'll be gone."
Maureen stared at him, her lips parted and her eyes wide, unsure at first if it was a trap, but the more she thought about it, and the more she stared at him smiling, waving her off dismissively, the more sure she was that it was no trap. She could walk away now, and he would leave her alone for the rest of the day. And who knows? Perhaps the option would come again, and again and again. Maybe one day he would set her free, and she would never be forced to subject herself to the same abuse, the same humiliation she faced day in and day out. Slowly, she picked herself up, grabbed a chair and pushed it out of the way, then leaned her body over the dining room table, pushing her tight little rump out and spreading her legs slightly, her pussy lips glistening with her juices, her breath unsteady, a faint squeaking whisper.
"You love being such a filthy little whore, don't you?"
Ben laughed, watching her quiver and sob quietly.
"No, no, I don't want to be,"
she moaned, closing her eyes and pressing her face against the hard, wooden table.
"I don't want to be a whore." "Then why are you still here?"
Ben asked quietly, and she gasped, sobbing and moaning, shaking as he stepped up to her, grabbing her ass with one cheek, shoving his cock deep inside her throbbing wet pussy.
"Fuck,"
she spat, picking her head up and choking, her spit spraying across the table as Ben picked up his pace.
"That's right, just like that,"
Ben grunted. He groped her ass and held her flesh, using his grip on her to bounce her back and forth as his thumb slowly pushed towards her asshole. He let a large glob of spit drop from his mouth, running down her cracks slowly before rubbing it against her hole with his thumb before pressing it inside.
"Oh God!
Yes.
Fuck. Thank you, sir,"
she groaned, moaning and panting like a wild animal in heat.
"Please, sir. Please, may I come?"
she asked, turning her head around to watch him fucking her, their eyes locked.
"You know the rules,"
Ben told her, watching her face drain of pleasure and turn an even brighter shade of red.
But, sir, please,"
she begged, closing her eyes.
"What's the rule?"
Ben asked, and she bit her lip, trying not to come.
"Filthy whores only get to come when they're getting fucked in the ass,"
she whimpered, and Ben pulled out his cock.
"No. Please. Keep fucking me,"
she begged, and Ben pressed his dick against her tight asshole.
"Do you want it in your ass?"
"No,"
she sobbed, shaking her head.
"You do, don't you?"
Ben goaded her, spanking her ass.
"You're just a filthy whore that wants to come, aren't you?"
"No,"
she sobbed, shaking her head, then finally she broke.
"Yes.
Yes.
I'm a filthy whore.
Just a dumb worthless whore that needs to come. Fuck me anywhere. I don't care. Just let me come."
Ben grabbed her ass and spread her cheeks, forcing his cock inside her ass. She grunted and moaned as he slowly impaled her on his dick, pushing her back and forth.
"Oh fuck.
Oh f f f f f dash. She grunted, squealing and moaning, her right hand finding its way down to her pussy, rubbing her clit and shoving two fingers deep inside.
Oh God! She whimpered, turning to Ben. Please, sir! Please let me come!
Do it!
Ben grunted, and she moaned, her impending orgasm building and building until there was nothing left to stop it, and it finally hit her.
Oh God!
She sobbed, her pussy exploding with juices, squirting and dribbling down her legs, spraying all over the floor as she cried.
Fuck, you're disgusting!
Ben laughed, and she moaned, biting her lip and whimpering.
I am.
I'm a stupid, disgusting slut!
She cried, her orgasm crashing down on her in waves.
I'm just a worthless whore!
Ben laughed as she strained herself, bouncing and finger-fucking her pussy, groaning and sobbing, until he couldn't hold back anymore, grabbing her throat as he pumped his cum deep inside her ass.
Thank you. Thank you, sir!
She groaned as she felt him filling her with his cum, finally pushing himself off her and collapsing on one of the dining room chairs. Maureen stayed in her position, sobbing quietly as Paul relaxed, then she slowly dropped to her knees, staring up at him. Her apron was a mess, the top was drenched with her tears and spit and makeup, the bottom soaked with her juices. She sat on the ground for a moment before crawling up to Ben and resting her head on his lap, looking up at him.
Am I a good whore for you?
She whispered, tears in her eyes, and Ben pet her disheveled hair.
You're acceptable.
He told her, smiling, and she nodded, then grabbed his limp cock and started licking it clean, sucking her juices off before working her way to his balls.
Good girl.
Ben sighed, petting her hair, and she smiled as she finished licking him clean, sitting back. Suddenly, the doorbell rang, and Ben smiled mischievously.
Right on time, huh?
He laughed, and Maureen sat back in fear, her eyes wide and her jaw dropped, shaking her head.
Please, sir, please don't make me answer the door like this.
She gasped, but Ben just shook his head.
Not another word, slut.
He smiled, pointing at the front of the house and snapping his fingers.
Answer the fucking door.
Max had been working for UPS for a little over 5 years, and it was an incredibly nice day out as he headed towards the last house before lunch. He was a middle-aged black man, bald and well-built, with a bit of a gut, a decently handsome man. He threw the truck in park and walked up the sidewalk towards big, beautiful house with a well-kept lawn, old oak trees and shrubs, and a shaded porch. There was a car in the driveway, but when he knocked, nobody answered for a minute. He was about to fill out a little missed delivery slip when the door opened slightly, a beautiful, 30-something woman peeking her head through the open door, smiling nervously, then she opened it up a little. She was a sight to behold, beautiful and small, with big round eyes and short dark hair. Her makeup was disheveled but she still looked amazing, and when Max's eyes worked their way down, he found she was only a frilly little apron, barely able to contain her tits, their round flesh jutting out the sides. From the way she was standing wedged between the slightly open door, Max couldn't tell if she was wearing anything else, but he immediately doubted she was.
Maureen Clemens?
Max finally asked after awkwardly clearing her throat, and she nodded.
Sign here, please.
He told her and she smiled, reaching out for the plastic stylus he held out for her and signing the electronic screen in his hand.
All right, here you go.
He told her, handing her a box.
Thanks.
She whimpered meekly, looking away, and Max smiled.
You're welcome.
He replied, looking her up and down.
Have a nice day.
But before he could turn away, she opened her mouth, as if to say something, a quiet gasp escaping her lips, staring at him. Max stood there, puzzled, staring at her as she gulped, looked away, then dropped to her knees, smiling a little before she opened up her mouth and stuck her tongue out. Max's own jaw dropped as he stared at her holding her position, staring up at him, her eyes almost pleading for him to shove his cock down her throat.
Whoa!
He grunted, but she didn't move, and for a moment, he became lost in thought. He thought about his wife, whom he loved dearly. He thought about their child, their marriage together, and how, during almost 15 years of marriages, he hadn't cheated once. But this was barely even cheating, he didn't seek this out, he didn't ask for this or work for it or flirt for it. Maureen was kneeling before him as nothing more than a hole. All he had to do was stick his cock in it, and fuck her till he came. It really wasn't much of a question. Max pocketed his signing pad and unzipped his pants, his cock already hard and stiff when he pulled it out. He looked around his shoulders but nobody was around, and even then the porch was slightly enclosed and there was plenty of foliage blocking the view from the street.
Fuck it!
Max huffed as he grabbed Maureen's head and forced his cock inside. She didn't struggle or squirm, she just sat there staring up at him, opening her throat welcoming fly to his large dick.
Shit!
He grunted, face-fucking her, and after a moment or two, as he got rougher and rougher, she began to gag and choke. But Max didn't pay it any attention whatsoever. He could barely even think of her as a person, the way she dropped to her knees like that. She was a whore, a filthy slut, plain and simple, and in Max's heated lust he only saw her as a piece of meat, a warm, soft, fuckhole.
That's it,"
he moaned, grasping her head with his big, thick fingers and forcing his dick all the way down her throat, his balls slapping her chin as he humped her face. He bent over and stared at her back, confirming that there were no clothes behind the apron, just her bare ass sticking out.
Fuck!
He grunted as his balls emptied and his dick erupted with cum.
MMF! MMF!
Maureen gagged as his jizz shot down her throat, forcing a gag reflex. She choked and his cum spewed out of her lips, dribbling down her chin as she struggled to swallow his load. Finally, she regained composure, gulping his cum down and taking a deep breath as he pulled his dick out and shoved it in his pants.
Fuck, thanks.
Max huffed, turning around and hightailing it out of there. Maureen turned around and closed the doors, scooping up his cum from her chin and tits, licking up the salty sweet taste of his load still on her fingers as she turned to Ben, who sat smiling at her.
Was I a good whore for you?
She whispered, and Ben nodded.
Yes, but you've wasted some of my cum.
He told her, pointing towards a spot of wooden floor by the door, right where she'd been kneeling, a couple globs of cum sitting there.
It squirted out of your ass while you were gagging, clean up your mess.
He snapped and she nodded, dropping to her knee and sticking out her fingers to wipe it up.
No hands, lick it up yourself.
He demanded, and she pulled her hand back, staring at him, blushing, and he laughed.
Like that, I want you to look me in the eyes.
He smiled, pulling out his cell phone and turning on the video camera.
Yes, sir.
She told him, dropping down even further, her ass up and her face down on the floor, staring up at him as she licked up the gooey globs of cum.
Ben, sir, please.
She groaned, limp and worn out as he tied her into a wooden chair, facing backwards so her tits were positioned over the back of the chair, her legs spread and bound, her arms tethered behind her back. They were in her bedroom and it was a Friday night, weeks had passed since the encounter with the UPS man.
Please, sir, I can't wait any longer.
She begged. She was run ragged, her makeup smeared, her hair a mess, her body covered in welts and bruises, sweat and spit and cum. But Ben didn't even acknowledge her, instead ignoring her pleas as he continued to secure her, which finally pushed her past her breaking point, causing her to tear up and start sobbing.
Please, sir, please let me come. Why won't you let me come? Why won't you let me come?
She sobbed, and Ben finally turned to her. He pet her face and wiped her tears away, shushing her, and she smiled, looking down as he reached back and smacked her hard on her left cheek. She flinched, her eyes clenched shut as she started to sob, but as soon as she opened her mouth to wail out, Ben forced a large, rubber ball gag inside her mouth, so big her lips and teeth were stretched around it, and the only breathing or noises she could make came through her nostrils. Still, she sobbed as finished his work, shoving a U-shaped remote control vibrator inside her pussy. It stretched her wide, giving her some comfort, as she calmed herself down. He had spent the better part of the day torturing her, using her, abusing her and fucking her senseless, and not once had he allowed her to come. She tried not to think about how bad she craved orgasmic release. She tried to focus on anything else, looking around the room for something to distract her when her eyes fell on the clock on her bedroom wall. She frantically wiggled and squirmed, but Ben had done an excellent job binding her. She wasn't going anywhere. Ben watched her struggling, smiling as he pulled the gag out of her mouth.
Ben! It's 3 o'clock. Lainey will be home any minute now.
She gasped, and Ben's lips curled upwards into a mischievous sneer.
I'm well aware.
He told her, picking her cell phone up off the bedside table.
Tell her you'll be out with friends tonight. They already came and picked you up.
Before Maureen had a chance to argue back, he put the phone up to her ear.
It was ringing. Hi, Mom, I'm a block or two from home right now. What's up?
Lainey's voice greeted her, and she took a deep breath.
Hey, sweetheart, just wanted to let you know I'm going out with friends for the evening. Don't stay up too late.
Maureen told her in her most composed voice.
Oh, okay, will I see you when I get home?
Lainey asked.
No, they already picked me up. Happy hour ends at 5. Well, okay, but don't stay out too late, or get into any trouble, young lady.
Lainey teased, giggling, and Maureen's face turned beet red.
Oh, haha, very funny.
She nagged, smiling faintly.
Okay, good night, sweetie.
Good night, Mom. Lainey replied, and Ben hung up the phone.
What was that all of dash?
Maureen started, but Ben shoved the ball gag back in place and strapped it in tight.
Quiet, slut.
He snapped, and she was brought back from her momentary break from being his whore, staring at the floor as her shame flooded over her once more. When she looked up, Ben was pulling a laptop out of his backpack and plugging it in, setting it down on her bed and booting it up, right in front of her. Suddenly, his phone started buzzing.
Oh, look who it is.
Ben smiled, showing the screen to her, Lainey's phone number popping up on the screen. Maureen struggled, squirming before him.
Quiet, whore.
He snapped, answering the phone and turning it on speakerphone.
Hey.
He answered nonchalantly.
Hey, my mom just told me she'd be out all night. Want to stop by?
Lainey asked in a hushed voice.
Sure, I'll be over in a half hour.
Ben told her, watching the life drain from Maureen's eyes.
Okay, cool. Sure you can't tell me what this is all about?
She asked nervously.
No, but trust me, it's extremely important.
He told her, then hung up.
Well, I better get going. Don't worry, I won't leave you tied up all night.
Ben told her, grabbing the largest plug she owned and squirting lube on it, getting it ready.
Just so we're clear, if you struggle too much and fall over, no one will be around to pick you up, and you might seriously injure yourself, so if I were you I'd stay still and not try anything stupid.
He told her, smacking her ass, then he slowly forced the plug deep inside her.
Oh, and as soon as the vibrator turns on, you're allowed to come as much as you'd like.
He laughed, spanking her one more time as he waved the remote control in her face, then he grabbed his things and slipped out the door. Maureen tried to put together the pieces of what was going on when she looked up at his computer screen and realized it was showing a picture of Lainey's room. She stared at it intently before she heard the front door open and close in the distance, her daughter's footsteps thumping up the stairs, and when she turned back to the computer screen, she saw Lainey walking into the room and set her backpack down. She moaned, realizing it was a live feed, beads of sweat forming on her brow. Lainey was in trouble, and she squirmed desperately, trying to get out of her binds when the chair rocked back and forth, and she just barely caught herself, balancing back down before the chair fell over to the floor. Tears began to stream down her face as she watched Lainey pick up her phone and answering it.
Hey, you here?
She asked, then set down her phone and walked off camera. Ben stood on the porch as Lainey opened the front door, staring down at her, smiling.
Hey.
Lainey greeted him, looking away.
Hey.
Ben stared at her, taking her in. Lainey was taller than her mother, skinnier too, with lighter brown hair that flowed in waves and thick brown eyebrows, a skinny body with nice, large, perky tits and a tight little ass. She had the good girl next door look, an Emma Watson with maybe a dash of Riley Reed.
Mind if I come in?
Ben finally broke the silence, pushing through the door, and she followed him upstairs quietly, unsure of what to say.
How did you find out about me and Carly Peterson?
She finally asked as they stepped inside her bedroom.
Has she been telling people about it?
Ben laughed, sitting down on her bed.
You really think that uptight little preacher's daughter would tell anyone about the things you did to her?
Ben smiled, and Lainey almost choked.
What I did to her? We were just, it was just us dash.
She stammered, her face turning red.
Oh, save it, I watched the whole thing.
Ben shushed her, pulling out a vanilla envelope and tossing it at Lainey, who turned a ghostly shade of white as she opened it and saw the pictures inside. Meanwhile, unbeknownst to Lainey, her mother was a couple rooms down, completely bound and gagged, watching the entire ordeal unfold, tears streaming down her cheeks. Ben had managed to pull the same con on her. He'd installed secret cameras in her bedroom months ago, some weekend when she was out of town with her husband and he was over with Jason, and he'd caught her in the same kind of web. She'd been so lonely for so long, she'd never cheated on her husband before, but there was a guy, her yoga instructor. He dropped by to give her a book she'd asked about, and next thing she knows, he's coming inside of her after a couple thrusts, leaving her on her bed, guilty and ashamed. But nothing could prepare her for the shame she'd felt a week or two later when Ben had showed up with the pictures and videos. Her life was in his hands, and there was only one thing he wanted, her complete submission. And there she sat, watching her daughter go through the very ordeal she'd set in motion months ago, watching Ben slowly taking control of her.
How did you get these?
Lainey gasped, looking through the pictures.
Where? How? Did you hide cameras in my room?
She was almost shrieking, her face turning red, but Ben just calmly smiled, patting the bed beside him.
Yes, don't worry, I've removed them all, I have what I need. Need for what?
Lainey gasped, and Ben shrugged a little.
No, you know what, you can't do this. I'm calling the cops, this is illegal and you're gonna be in a lot of trouble.
She stood up, stomping her feet and stepping towards the door.
Oh no, I doubt you'll be doing that.
Ben smiled, and she slowed down, taking a deep breath.
If you go to the cops, everyone in town will know what a dirty little slut you are. Everyone will get to see how you talked poor little Carly Peterson into getting naked in your bedroom, into letting you play with her and finger her, and then they'll get to watch you choking yourself as she went down on you.
No, I don't think you want that happening.
Sure, you could go to the cops, and yeah, I'll probably get a few months in jail, but I'll just lie and tell them you asked me to install the cameras. I'll say you wanted a recording of how you seduced the preacher's daughter, and it'll be a case of he said she said, and after they watch the video, they might even believe me, you might even get charged as an accomplice.
Lainey stood there, her jaw dropped, shaking her head.
You asshole. She spat, lunging at him, but he grabbed her arm and twisted it around her back, forcing her face down on the bed, her plump little ass sticking out.
Lainey, let me talk for a moment, hear me out on this.
He told her, as she struggled against his touch.
Fuck you.
She grunted, and he sighed, grabbing a cord from his pocket and binding both her hands behind her back. Then he lifted her dress, listening to her whimper as he ripped off her panties.
No. No.
She gasped as he shoved them in her mouth, gagging her. There we go, that's much better. He smiled, standing up, giving her ass a nice smack as he walked around to face her. I watched what you did, I bet you've done it before, haven't you? He asked, and she shook her head.
Don't lie.
He commanded, smacking her ass, and she bounced, squirming and whimpering. I'm going to take out your panties, and you're going to answer all of my questions with a yes sir or a no sir, understand? He asked, spanking her again, and she nodded. He reached forward and grabbed her panties, pulling them out, and she gasped a little, looking away from him. This isn't the first time you've talked one of your friends into getting you off, is it? He asked, and she bit her lip.
Well, I dash.
She started, and he smacked her ass.
No, no sir, it's not.
Have you ever been with a guy before? Ben asked, and she took a deep breath.
Yes sir.
Did you like it?
Yes sir.
But you kept getting your little girlfriends to play slut with you, didn't you?
Yes sir.
Lainey had calmed down quite a bit, taking long, deep breaths as Ben ran his hand along her legs, groping her flesh, teasing her, his fingers pushing closer and closer to her pussy. I watched you choking yourself too, when you came, you like being manhandled, don't you?
Yes sir.
She whispered, catching herself. Have you ever been with a man who knew how to be rough with you? He asked, smacking her ass, and she quivered, shaking her head.
And no sir.
She gasped. But that's what you want, isn't it? A man who knows how to treat you. How to punish you and dominate you. And fuck you like the filthy little whore you are? Lainey opened her mouth to speak but nothing came out. She turned away, tears streaming down her cheeks.
Won't tell me?
Well, I can find out for myself. Ben smiled, pressing his two fingers against her pussy, her wet heat enveloping him as he slid them inside. She was dripping wet. That's exactly what I though. Ben smiled, grabbing her and picking her up, setting her on her feet before him, untying her hands.
She stood there, rubbing her wrists, staring at him, biting her lip, quiet as a mouse. You have two options, Lainey. I can either walk out of here right now and we can both deal with the shitstorm that starts once these pictures and videos go public, or... He paused, watching the gears in her head turn. Or you can drop to your knees right this second, and I'll show you just how much fun it is being a good little slave for me. Lainey's jaw dropped, staring at him, not saying a word. Then she watched him unzip himself, pulling out his big, hard cock, bigger than she'd ever seen before. She almost started drooling. Slowly, quivering and shaking, she lowered herself to one knee, then another, looking up at him nervously. Then she opened her mouth. A couple rooms over, Maureen watched as her daughter dropped down to her knees, accepting her place as Ben's new whore. Maureen was flushed with emotions, fear, sadness, anger, but at the forefront, guilt. As she watched her daughter's head bob back and forth, she hungered for the cock her daughter slobbered on. Suddenly, while Lainey was busy sucking and slurping on his cock, Ben pulled out a little remote control, winked at the camera he'd hidden on her desk, and pressed a button. Almost instantaneously, Maureen's pussy started vibrating, and every emotion she had washed away and was replaced with lust. She'd forgotten just how badly she'd wanted to come, how Ben had spent the entire day teasing and fucking and punishing her, and now it all rushing back over her. She struggled against it, trying not to orgasm as she watched her daughter sucking Ben off. Nothing he'd ever put her through had made her feel as guilty and ashamed as she felt now, moaning quietly as she rocked back and forth, her pussy dripping wet, spit bubbling out from the gag, dripping down her chin. "Mmm," she moaned, tears welling in her eyes. "Get your fucking teeth off my cock," Ben snapped, slapping Lainey and grabbing her hair. She winced, whimpering and gagging slightly, a glob of spit flying out of her mouth and dribbling down her chin. "What was that?" Ben asked, pulling out his cock, and Maureen watched as tears dropped down her daughter's face. "Yes, sir," she whispered. "You like this, don't you?" Ben asked, slapping her face with his cock, and she gulped, blushing bright red, looking away with shame. "Yes, sir." Lainey groaned before Ben shoved his dick back down her throat, letting her bob her head back and forth. And as Maureen watched her daughter forced to please Ben, her guilt seemed to fade away to a hungry jealousy. She longed for Ben's cock. She drooled as she watched Lainey receiving the dick she felt should be rightfully hers. Tears streamed down her face as she realized her own lust-fueled hypocrisy. And she came. It was a mind-crushing, entire body-spasming orgasm the likes of which she had never known before, spreading through her like a wildfire, blacking out, coming to, dripping with drool and pussy juices, a trembling and shaking and speaking in tongues orgasm. By the time it was all over, Maureen had no idea how long it had been. She looked at the monster and saw her daughter on her hands and knees, her ass sticking up into the air while Ben, behind her, rubbed her clit and licked her pussy, his tongue probing her ass as well as she groped her tits and pressed back against him. "Oh God! Oh fuck! Oh please, sir! Please let me come!" She groaned, and Ben sat back, spanking her while he took a deep breath. "Who do you belong to?" he asked, smacking her ass again before grabbing her ass cheeks and spreading them nice and wide.
"You.
You, sir. I belong to you. I'll do whatever you want, whenever you want. I belong to you." Lainey groaned, shaking her head and whimpering. "You're my filthy little cum slut?" he asked and she shivered. "Yes, I'm your cum slut, I'm your whore." Lainey gasped, and Ben grabbed her hips and shoved his face in her pussy. "Come," he told her, and Lainey started to scream. Maureen was beginning to orgasm again, jealously watching Ben go down on her daughter like he'd never done with her before. She was openly sobbing now, unable to hold it back as she gyrated and struggled to get herself off again, finally getting hit hard with another body-rocking wave of orgasmic release.
"Oh God, oh God, oh God,"
Lainey whimpered, waking Maureen up from her haze. When she looked up, she saw her daughter bouncing up and down on Ben's large, engorged cock.
"Your cock! Oh God, your cock!"
Lainey moaned, grasping her tits and facing the camera.
"It's perfect! It's so big! Oh God! You're going to be a good little cock slave for me, aren't you?"
Ben asked, and she whimpered.
"I'll be the best slave for your cock, sir. I'll do whatever's asked of me. You own me now, you own M-."
She started to grunt and squeal.
"Oh God! Please, sir! Please, can I come? Come for me, little slut!"
Ben grunted, and Lainey erupted, screaming and groaning, her body clenching and her pussy squirting all over Ben in the bed, before finally collapsing.
"Oh God, oh Ben!"
she moaned, and Ben smiled, leaning over her.
"SH, it's okay, rest,"
he told her, and she cuddled up in the blankets next to him. Ben sat there, smiling at the camera. Then he reached over and grabbed something, the remote. Maureen's eyes widened as he put it on the last and highest setting. Maureen sputtered and choked as she suffered through another orgasm, another wave of pleasure washing over her in an endless procession that seemed to go on forever. How long had it been? Hours? Days? She'd lost track of time, but whenever she looked up, she saw her daughter on the monitor curled up against her tormentor, her master, and Ben's torturous smile, his eyes staring at her, even though she knew he couldn't see her. But when she looked up this time, Ben was gone.
"Having fun?"
he asked quietly, stepping into the room.
"MMF. MMMMMF.
Maureen groaned, struggling against the binds, and he laughed.
"How many times did you come watching me turn your daughter into a little whore?"
Ben asked, smacking her ass, and she groaned, looking away.
"Thought so."
He smiled, turning the vibrator off and slowly untying her. When she was finally free, he took out her ball gag and she looked up at him, her jaw dropped.
How could you?
She sobbed,
looking away. How could I what? Corrupt your sweet innocent daughter? Turn her into my whore, just like you? Ben teased her, but she turned away. How could you replace me? She sobbed, falling from her chair and curling up on the floor. Ben smiled sympathetically, shaking his head. Oh, I haven't replaced you, you stupid little whore. He laughed, grabbing her hair and picking her up, setting her on the edge of the bed, then pressing his body between her legs. She wrapped her arms and legs around him and they kissed, her tears still streaming down her face. I'm nowhere near through with you. He assured her, and she sighed. Now your daughter failed to make me come, so it's your job to finish what she started. He whispered, nibbling on her ear. Maureen gasped, her quivering lips slowly stretching into a smile. Which hole do you want to get fucked? Your ass or your mouth? Ben whispered, and she swooned like it was the nicest thing anyone has ever told her. My mouth, please, sir. She whispered back, and he pulled himself away, watching her drop to her knees. She took his cock in her hands, still large and sticky. Lick it clean, get your whore daughter's filthy juices off my cock. He told her, and she lunged forward, swallowing his entire cock, grabbing his hips and feverishly plunging his dick down her throat, looking up at him, her eyes welling with tears, blinking, but determined to show what a more talented whore she was. Fuck, there we go. Ben grunted, grabbing her head and skull-fucking her while she gagged and drooled. Fuck. He groaned, his cock exploding, shooting warm, sticky cum down her throat while she choked. There we go. Ben groaned, pulling his dick out. We're gonna have to work on teaching your daughter how to suck a cock now, aren't we? As soon as Maureen had managed to swallow and hold down his uncharacteristically large load, she nodded. Yes, sir. Maureen sat naked on the soft carpet, completely hogtied and bound, gagged and plugged, sitting on her ass, her legs spread and her pussy quivering, bare and unsatisfied, watching through the slits from inside her walk-in closet as Lainey got mercilessly pounded on her own bed. Yeah, you like getting fucked like a whore on your mother's bed, don't you? Ben grunted, spanking Lainey's ass as he rammed his cock deeper and deeper. Oh, foof it. Fuck. Fuck yes, sir, use your little whore anywhere you like, my pussy belongs to you. She moaned, shaking her head and drooling all over Maureen's sheets, her eyes rolling back in her head. Fuck. 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 Lainey grunted, then she squealed, sobbing and laughing and choking all at once, her pussy exploding all over the bed. Fuh. She groaned, breathlessly, and Maureen groaned with her. Maureen had spent the last week watching Ben break Lainey in, pounding her mercilessly and corrupting her gradually, by now having thoroughly transformed her into a wanton slut. But it was more than that, she just enjoyed being Ben's new toy. There was an almost insatiable hunger to her depravity, giggling after she was throat-fucked, groaning as Ben talked about the possibility of tricking her friends into a threesome, begging him to let her touch her friends as he fucked them in front of her. She even asked if she could join in on the punishment. Maureen couldn't help but feel shame as she realized Lainey was more than just Ben's sub, she was his equal, his partner. She matched his animalistic brutality, she hungered for the same degrading power he wielded, enjoying their shared fantasies of blackmail and forceful threesomes almost as much as she enjoyed being used and fucked mercilessly. I don't stand a chance. She thought, watching them, sick with envy as she sat there, unable to turn away from the scene before her. And in a way, she was right. Lainey was young and thin and lithe, she was beautiful and her body was a perfect 10, supple and soft, young and nubile, pert and perky and fit, and Maureen was simply the worn-in whore, the older model. Sure, she was beautiful in her own way, shapelier with more curves, bigger tits and a giant bubble butt. But watching as Ben fucked her daughter, kissing her feverishly as he stretched her tight little teenage pussy, their arms wrapped around each other in a passionate embrace, it was obvious that they were a perfect pair, lost in each other. Ben never kissed her when they fucked. Hell, Ben rarely even fucked her pussy, preferring her ass instead. It didn't matter that he'd always make time to find her after fucking Lainey, it didn't matter that his cock never seemed to grow weary of using both mother and daughter, Maureen couldn't compete. Turn over, I want to stretch that tight little ass around my cock. Ben told her, tossing her on the bed, and she whimpered as she turned around, lifting her ass up and burying her face in a bunched up pile of blankets. Please, daddy, please be gentle. Lainey begged. Of course, kitten, we just need to work on stretching that ass out for my cock, understand? Yes, daddy, anything for you, sir. Lainey whimpered, and then groaned as Ben's cock slowly pressed inside her. Her eyes shot wide and she pressed her face against the blankets. Maureen watched and listened as Lainey sobbed, losing herself deep in thought. The night before had been much like tonight, with Ben openly playing and using her daughter in the living room while she prepared them all dinner, having to act like she couldn't hear her own daughter sucking him off in the next room, avoiding walking in so as to avoid any confrontation. And after dinner, Ben had found her in her room, wordlessly pushing her over onto her bed and lifting her nightie, fucking her in her ass just long enough to get her off. Please, sir, please, she begged. Please, let me come. But Ben had just laughed, smacking her ass and denying her. No, he told her, and she gasped. It doesn't seem right, since your daughter's done all the work today. You're not allowed to come, not once tonight, understand? Maureen had bit her lip, fighting back her orgasm as Ben grunted and spilled his seed inside her ass, filling her up before pulling out and zipping up. That's when she snapped, closing the door and grabbing her vibrator, jumping up onto the bed to fulfill her needs, to give herself the attention she deserved, the attention she'd been neglected ever since her daughter had joined her as Ben's property, turning it on and shoving it deep inside her pussy as she reached around and fingered her ass. Oh. Oh. She moaned, not caring if she'd been forbidden from touching herself. She was hurt and cast aside, guilty and ashamed from being so envious of her daughter's relationship with her tormentor, her blackmailer, confused at her feelings. She groaned, fucking her pussy roughly as she got closer and closer to orgasm, his cum dribbling out from her ass and globbing up on his fingers, coating them, and she lifted her fingers to her lips, licking them clean before shoving them back up her own ass, only to repeat once they were cum covered once more, relishing the taste of her disobedience. Finally, she was on the brink of an orgasm, her body tense and ready for relief, but as close as she got, and as much as she played with herself, she couldn't push herself over the edge. She was so close, she hungered for it and begged for it, but she couldn't do it. She couldn't come without his permission. After about a half an hour of fruitless efforts, she gave up, tossing her toy aside and falling down on her bed, defeated. She whimpered and sobbed quietly, coming to terms with what had just happened. Somehow, Ben's grip on her was stronger than she could have ever considered.
"Are you okay, kitten?"
Ben asked Lainey after a moment, breaking Maureen's reverie and bringing her back to reality. He pulled his cock out of Lainey's ass and she lied there shivering for a moment before she could face him.
Why, yes, sir.
She stuttered, sniffling and sobbing quietly.
"I'm okay, I pee-pee promise. Please, sir, don't stop fucking my ass."
"Sure, quiet now." Ben shushed, kissing her forehead as he cradled her in his arms.
"It's okay if you can't handle my cock and your ass yet, we can take it slow for now. Thank you, daddy."
Lainey sobbed, latching onto him and nuzzling her face against his chest, kissing him as she huffed and puffed quietly. It took a moment before she sat up, gingerly prying herself from his grasp and dropping to her knees.
"Please, daddy, I'm so hungry for your cum,"
Lainey whispered, grabbing his hard, sticker cock and licking it up and down.
"Will you give your little princess your hot, sticky load?"
Ben leaned back, groaning as Lainey slurped and sucked on his cock, her small hands jerking his shaft off and cradling his balls loosely, globs of spit for lube dripping down his dick.
"Of course, baby, you're just going to have to work for it."
Ben smiled, petting her, and she started shoving his cock as far down her throat as she could handle, but she could only ever get about halfway down before she gagged and choked. She'd gag and whimper, taking a deep breath and forcing herself back down again.
"G-G-G-H."
She'd choke, stretching and starting up at him with bloodshot eyes, her makeup smeared from tears and spit.
"G-G-G-H-uh."
She whimpered, and Maureen watched her daughter choke and gag herself ferociously on Ben's big cock before he pulled her up.
"Enough, kitten, I want you to stop pushing yourself for now and go get a nice hot bath. I want to see you relax tonight,"
he told her, kissing her, and she blushed, looking away.
"But what about you, daddy? It's your little slut's job to make you come,"
she whimpered, pulling herself close.
"You've done plenty for today, I'm so proud of you."
Ben smiled, and she blushed, turning away.
"And I'll be fine. I'll clean up in here and take care of myself, maybe come in a pair of your hot little slut of a mom's panties,"
Maureen gasped, holding her breath as she watched Lainey blush at the thought of her own mother's pussy dripping with her new
boyfriend's
come.
"Oh fuck, maybe you should,"
Lainey purred, giggling.
"Maybe one day we can trick her into being in a threesome with us, and I can get back at her for all those spankings growing up."
Ben smiled, walking her to the door.
"That doesn't sound like such a terrible idea."
He laughed, and together they left the room. The door to Maureen's walk-in closet opened up and Ben stood over her, the outline of his hard cock protruding through his pants.
"Did you enjoy the show?"
he asked as he bent over her, pulling off her ball gag and tossing it aside before he got to work on the knot binding her hands behind her back.
"Uh-huh."
She nodded, not closing her mouth, keeping it wide open and her tongue sticking out for him.
"I think Lainey's turning into quite the little whore, don't you?"
Ben asked, teasing her, and when she didn't immediately respond he sat up, looking at her, her jaw dropped.
"What are you doing?"
he asked, and Maureen smiled, licking her lips.
"My owner didn't come in my slut daughter, I just wanted to be ready for you to use my throat to satisfy yourself, sir."
Maureen smiled, and then dropped her jaw again. Ben blushed, taken off guard by her tacit obedience and submission to him. He was so used to watching her beg and plead for his mercy, to degrading her and watching the battle rage inside her as she forced herself to submit to him as his slave, that her immediate offering of herself to him, openly asking him to throat fuck her, had jogged his senses quite a bit.
"Well, yes, you're right,"
he grunted, pulling his hard cock out and shoving it directly down her throat. With her arms and legs still restrained, she had no means of resistance, and Ben moaned as her warm and wet and accepting throat swallowed the entirety of his cock. She gagged and choked on his dick but didn't turn away, she simply stared up at him, eyes wide, maintaining eye contact as he face-fucked her, his balls slapping her chin over and over again. Finally, he pulled out, stroking himself off feverishly as she took a deep breath, then as soon as she opened her mouth he plunged his cock all the way down again, his balls tensing up as he shot load after load of cum down her throat, enjoying the sounds of her gagging and retching and struggling to hold down his cum, until he finally released her and fell back, leaning against the door frame. Maureen had realized watching him fuck Lainey that she could never compete with her daughter for his affection, she could never hope to have him treat her like he did Lainey. But when she saw her daughter struggling to take his oversized cock in her ass, or to suck him off like she could, Maureen realized that perhaps she didn't need to vie for Ben's affection so much as she should prove her own worth in his eyes, not as his girlfriend or kitten or princess, but simply as his fuckhole, his cock whore, his slave.
"Would sir like to fuck my ass as well?"
Maureen asked as soon as she had composed herself.
"I won't wear clothes to bed,"
she informed him as he caught his breath.
My ass will be ready for you, should you need to use me like a dumb piece of meat.
Ben laughed, still shocked into silence, as he bent over and resumed untying her arms.
Yes, whore, I think that's a great idea.
He told her, and she smiled.
Thank you, sir.
She told him, kissing his exposed neck.
I'll be waiting for you.
What do you mean I can't go out tonight?
Lainey snapped, staring at her mother Maureen.
It's a school night, sweetheart.
Maureen replied, rubbing her arm and looking away. It had been a couple weeks since she'd watched her daughter being seduced and turned into a cock slave, a filthy whore, just like her.
It's never been an issue before.
Lainey whined, but Maureen stood her ground.
Well, it is tonight.
Maureen shrugged, turning her back and walking off.
Ugh. What is wrong with you lately?
Lainey nearly shrieked, her hands clenched into fists, but Maureen vanished up the stairs. Maureen sighed once she was alone in her bedroom. She closed the door and sat down on her bed, leaning back as she took out her phone.
Hello, sir, I've done as you told me.
She told Ben as soon as he'd picked up.
Perfect, you'll be rewarded for being such an obedient little slave.
His voice replied, and her heart gushed with pride, blushing before she calmed herself.
Thank you, sir.
She smiled, hanging up. Maureen wasn't the brightest bulb in the bunch, but it didn't exactly take a rocket scientist to figure out what was going on. She was acting under his instructions, tightening restrictions on Lainey, bossing her around, forcing her to come home earlier, and constantly nagging her for what she chose to wear. And today, Lainey had finally snapped on her. In a way, Maureen had to admit how brilliant it all was. Lainey still had no idea that her mother was just as much Ben's property as she was, but Maureen had no doubt in her mind that wouldn't last very long. She couldn't be sure just how or when Ben would let her know, but she knew he'd pull the trigger soon. Maureen smiled, lifting her dress, her pussy bare and dripping wet, but she knew better than to touch herself without her owner's permission. She sighed, and her phone beeped.
Wear your shortest shorts.
It read.
And the tank top that barely contains your tits.
Yes, sir.
She replied, knowing full well the outfit Ben was talking about.
Oh, what the hell, Mom?
Lainey groaned as Maureen walked through the living room. She was wearing a pair of spandex shorts that left nothing to the imagination, her big round ass bouncing and jiggling as she walked, and a tiny tank top that was more sports bra than anything else, cut low so her tits were popping out.
What is it, dear?
Maureen asked, and Lainey shook her head.
How can you get angry about what I wear and walk around in like that?
Lainey snapped, and Maureen shrugged.
Well, I'm just getting comfortable to cook dinner. It's not like I'm going out like this. Well, since you won't let me out, I've invited over a friend for dinner, Ben, he's coming over in a little bit.
Lainey blushed, looking away.
Oh, is he?
Maureen asked, eyebrow raised, as Lainey kept her eyes averted.
You two sure have been spending quite a lot of time together. And he's coming over, so please put on something else.
Lainey insisted.
Oh, well, I'm sure Ben won't mind.
Maureen smiled, shrugging and walking off into the kitchen. Lainey groaned, leaning back, then she smiled, rushing off to her bedroom. When she came down, she was wearing the tiniest dress she had, a little pink slip that clung to her ass, barely holding on, foregoing a bra so her hard nipples pressed through the thin fabric. She had on fake eyelashes and dark, smoky eyeshadow, bright pink lipstick. She looked more like she was going out to a club than staying home for dinner, and she smiled devilishly as she sauntered through the kitchen, grabbing a glass and filling it with cold water from the fridge.
Lainey! Why are you dressed up like that?
Maureen chided her as soon as she saw how her daughter was dressed, turning away from the stove.
What? It's not like I'm going out tonight?
Lainey smiled, and Maureen's face turned red with jealousy as she stared at her slutty little daughter dressed up, skinnier and younger and perhaps even more beautiful than herself.
What about Ben? Isn't he still coming over?
Maureen argued, but Lainey just shrugged.
Oh, I'm sure he won't mind.
Lainey smiled impishly, and Maureen sighed, defeated. Suddenly, Lainey's phone went off.
Oh, that must be him.
Lainey bounced, running to answer the door. She smiled when she saw him, throwing herself into his arms and giggling as he held her close.
Hello, sir.
She whispered, kissing his back and cheek over and over again, nuzzling her face against his chest.
Hello, kitten.
Ben smiled, running his fingers through her hair.
You look amazing. Yeah, well, my mother.
Lainey moaned.
Don't worry about it, just come in, dinner's almost ready.
Sounds good.
Ben smiled, letting her lead him through the large house and into the dining room.
Oh, Ben, so nice to see you.
Maureen smiled.
Likewise, Maureen.
Ben replied, and Maureen blushed, bending over to set down his place setting, her large tits pushed out in his face.
Mom!
Lainey gasped, and Maureen turned around, knocking off his knife.
By accident. Yes, dear?
Maureen asked as she bent over, showing off her plump round ass to Ben.
Ugh. Nothing.
Lainey groaned before storming off to grab dinner, her and her mother taking turns getting plates of food, drinks, until the table was set. Lainey hopped on Ben's lap, wrapping both arms around him and pulling him into a tight embrace, her skirt riding up and her ass popping out as she kissed Ben voraciously.
I'll be right back.
She giggled, glaring at her mother as she walked off towards the bathroom. Maureen and Ben sat for a second staring at each other.
You're doing perfectly, I think she's ready.
Ben smiled, and Maureen blushed.
Anything for you, sir.
Maureen smiled.
Good, now get under the table.
Ben told her, and she nodded, biting her lip.
Yes, sir.
Lainey looked around angrily when she came back into the room.
Where'd my mom go?
She asked, and Ben shrugged.
She kinda stormed out right after you left.
He smiled, digging into the pot roast before him.
Oh, good. She's been such a bitch lately.
Lainey shrugged, sitting down across from him and grabbing some food.
Yeah?
Maybe we should punish her. Ben offered, not even taking his eyes off his food as he continued eating.
Fuck yes, please.
Lainey groaned, her eyelids fluttering at the thought.
I'd love to watch you use her holes while I punish her. I don't know why she's been such a fucking cunt.
It's probably because she's jealous now that you're my new slave slut and I adore you so much, and she's just a sloppy used-up whore that I neglect. Lainey's jaw dropped at his words and underneath the table, Maureen blushed as she sucked his cock quietly.
Could you pass the salt?
Ben asked, smiling, and Lainey stared at him, snapping out of it long enough to grab the salt shaker and hand it to him.
Wait, what?
She stammered, but Ben just continued eating.
No, no way, my fucking prude of a mother, she wouldn't, she's not like that.
Lainey shook her head, almost laughing.
Who? Your mother?
Oh yeah, she's a disgusting little whore, more of a slave really, she'd do anything for my cock, even if it meant fighting her own daughter for it. Ben's nonchalance was ironclad, barely even looking up from his food to watch the color drain from Lainey's face.
No, she couldn't.
Lainey barely whispered.
Oh yeah, all the time.
You're right though, we really should punish her for being such a bitch to you.
It's not your fault you're more than just a sub to me, you're the apple of my eye, the woman my heart belongs to.
Lainey gasped and blushed, bombarded by revelations and taken aback by Ben's admission of his true feelings for her. Her eyes almost welled with tears, staring at him lovingly.
I am? You really mean it?
She whimpered, and Ben nodded.
And you're serious? She's really a whore? Your whore?
Lainey asked, and Ben nodded. She's under the table sucking me off right now. Ben laughed a little, and Lainey's head ducked under the table, seeing her mother's ass sticking out right in front of her, and the back of her head as she bobbed up and down on his cock.
Ben! I dash.
Lainey stammered, getting hot watching her own mom throat-fucking herself.
Get over here.
Ben demanded, setting down his fork and pushing his chair back a little. Lainey stood up slowly, walking over to him. Her legs felt like jelly as she rounded the table, her mom's face coming into view, only barely glancing at her before she went back to sucking Ben's cock.
Sit in my lap, you're back against me.
He told her, and she obediently lifted one leg over her mother and sat down, her pussy almost touching the hard cock her mother was eagerly sucking.
Tell Lainey you're sorry for being such a jealous cunt.
Ben demanded.
I'm sorry for being such a jealous cunt.
Maureen stopped sucking just long enough to utter the words before dropping back down on his large cock.
You couldn't help it, could you, slut?
Watching me fall for her and treat her like a princess while you were neglected? Ben teased, and she nodded.
I couldn't.
Maureen admitted, slobbering on his cock.
I couldn't help myself, being second place.
Ben laughed, and slapped her face then grabbed her hair and forced her all the way down on his cock.
Second place? You don't even come anywhere close to my little slave slut.
He corrected her as he kissed Lainey's neck.
You're just three holes and a pair of tits.
Maureen agreed, holding herself down on his cock as she looked up at Lainey's pussy. She was dripping wet, her juices running down Ben's crotch and mixing in with Maureen's slobber.
Put my cock in Lainey's pussy.
Ben demanded, and Maureen nodded reluctantly, pulling her mouth off his cock and grabbing it. Ben grabbed Lainey's legs and lifted her up as Maureen positioned his cock at her pussy, pushing it in as Ben lowered her down.
Oh. Oh, Ben!
Lainey moaned, gasping as he rocked her back and forth.
Would you like your mom to lick your pussy while I fuck you?
Ben asked, and Lainey stared down at her mother.
Beg her to let you lick her clit.
He demanded, and Lainey nodded.
Please, Lainey, please let me serve you. Let me lick your wet little clit, miss. Please let me pleasure you while you fuck my master's cock.
Maureen groaned, and Lainey nodded.
Yes, why yes, slut, lick my clit.
She told her, and watched as her own mother lunged for her pussy, licking her clit and drooling all over her pussy, pushing down further to slurp and slobber all over Ben's balls and cock as well as it plunged deep inside Lainey's tight young snatch.
Oh. Oh, daddy.
Lainey groaned.
It's okay, kitten, you can come.
He told her, and she covered her mouth, whimpering as her pussy exploded with juices, his cock almost being pushed out while Maureen slurped up the mess, lapping up her daughter's cum while she orgasmed.
Your mother is just a slave to me, a whore.
He whispered into her ear as she shivered and came.
You're my kitten, you're my princess, my heart belongs to you, and any other woman that gets my cock will never even compete with you.
Maureen's heart fluttered as Ben offered up his heart to her, his love and praise.
You belong to me, and I belong to you.
He whispered, and she instantly came again, groaning as her mother continued sucking on her pussy and sucking up her juices.
Oh, daddy! Oh, Ben!
She cried lovingly, gasping as she clung to his neck, her nails digging into his skin. Ben pushed Maureen off and picked Lainey up, turning her around so she could cling to him as he carried her into the living room, Maureen crawling after them. They collapsed on the couch and Lainey immediately grabbed his hard cock and shoved it inside her wet little pussy, groaning as she rode him vigorously, raining sweet and tear-soaked kisses over his face and neck.
Yes! Yes! Thank you, daddy! Thank you, sir!
She moaned, groaning through another violent orgasm before collapsing, sliding off his hard cock and down by his side, cradling her body against his as she huffed and puffed. Slowly she picked her head up to see Ben sitting there beside her, holding her in his arms, his hard cock sticking straight up in the air and Maureen sitting on her hands and knees, her mouth open and her tongue sticking out like a dog. Maureen slowly sat up, grabbing Ben's cock and stroking it slowly. She stared at Maureen, smiling a mischievous little smile, then her face scrunched up.
What the fuck are you doing just sitting there, Mom?
Lainey snapped, reaching forward and grabbing Maureen's hair.
Make yourself useful, you stupid slave, suck on my daddy's cock.
She pulled her mother forward and forced her head all the way down on Ben's cock, watching her take it all the way down her throat, gagging and drooling but staying down. She's really good at that. Lainey cooed, turning back to Ben and kissing him.
Like mother like daughter.
Ben smiled and Lainey giggled.
No, I'm nowhere near as good as she is.
She giggled, and when Maureen pulled up to gasp for air, Lainey reached forward and slapped her.
Whores don't need to breath, whores need cock.
She snapped, grabbing her hair and shoving her mother's face back down against Ben's crotch. Lainey stood up, standing over Maureen as she held her hair, forcing her head up and down on Ben's cock.
Oh baby, force her down, just like that.
Ben moaned and Lainey smiled.
She really is your slave, isn't she?
Lainey smiled, leaning forward and kissing her daddy.
Yes, and now she's your slave too.
Ben smiled, and Lainey giggled.
I think I can get used to that.
Lainey smiled, forcing her mother up and down on Ben's cock, watching her get skull-fucked, choking and drooling and sobbing.
But if you meant what you said, if you really do belong to me, I need rules for this to work.
She insisted, holding her mother down before finally letting her up for air, then pushing her back so she fell onto the ground and grabbing Ben's cock, slick with her mother's spit, and forcing it inside her pussy.
Anything for my kitten.
Ben smiled, and Lainey started riding him, ignoring the sweaty, spit-covered mess on the floor that was Maureen.
Your cock is mine, no more secret slaves for you, and no more fucking anyone without me knowing.
She smiled, pushing his cock all the way down and gasping, whimpering a little, then clinging tight to him.
Done, she's the only other slave.
He told her, and she dug her nails into his neck.
Good. And she never gets fucked in her pussy again, unless I'm there and I say it's okay, deal?
Maureen whimpered a little, her face sticking to the wooden floor.
Deal, easily. Anything else?
Ben asked.
Yes, one other thing.
She groaned, riding his cock wildly.
Anything.
Ben moaned, grabbing her tots and squeezing, her orgasm rising within her.
Tell me you love me.
She whispered, and he grabbed her, pulled her close and fucked her pussy so violently and deeply that her eyes rolled back in her head and she started to come.
I love you, kitten.
He groaned, joining her in orgasmic bliss as he filled her pussy with cum. Lainey rode him, screaming and crying until she finally collapsed against him.
I love you too, daddy.
She whimpered, turning around and leaning against him, spreading her legs wide and rubbing her clit.
Get over here and suck my daddy's cum from my pussy, whore.
I'm nowhere near through with you.
She demanded, and Maureen smiled, crawling over to Lainey's pussy, burying her face in her daughter's snatch as she sucked and slurped and fingered all of Ben's cum out, lapping it up happily.
Fuck. Lainey groaned. I think I could get used to this. Lainey sat at the kitchen table, nibbling on some eggs and toast as she texted her friend Carly. Yeah, you should come over tonight, spend the night over here. But Ben might come over too if that's okay. She wrote, grinning nefariously as she sent the message.
Sure.
Was Carly's response, completely unaware of the night Lainey had in store for her. It had been about a week and a half since Lainey found out about her slave slut of a mother, and she smiled as she realized it had been one of the best weeks of her life. She set her phone down and scooted back, looking down at her naked mother on her hands and knees, obediently licks her pussy. Get your fingers in there, slut. Lainey demanded. As too, I've got a long day ahead of me and I need some relief before I get started. Maureen sat up and got to work as Lainey lifted her legs back and presented her holes to her slave mother. She groaned as Maureen played with her and penetrated her, finally squirting all over her face as she came, leaning back and regaining composure. Get up, bend over the table. Lainey demanded, and Maureen nodded.
Yes, miss.
She smiled, kissing her daughter on the lips first, holding her in her arms for a brief moment of tender care before turning around and obediently bending over the table. Lainey grabbed some cords of rope and started binding her mother to the table, bent over and her ass sticking out, her arms tied first, then her legs, so she was completely immobile.
I don't have time to get daddy off today, so he's coming by to use your ass in an hour or two.
Lainey smiled, spanking Maureen as she grabbed a large plug from the counter, spitting on it and forcing it inside her mother's ass, stretching her out nice and wide.
Yes, miss, thank you, miss.
Maureen whimpered blissfully. He says he wants you drooling from coming so much, so you're going to have to be a good slut and orgasm as much as you can before he gets here. She giggled, forcing the U-shaped vibrator in her mother's wet pussy. He shouldn't be too long. She turned it on and watched as her mother's eyes rolled back in her head, smiling as she turned it on a medium settings and placed the remote down on the table, just out of reach. Oh, and the gardeners should be here around noon, right? Lainey asked, and Maureen nodded. Thought so, Ben thinks it's time we gave them a nice tip for all their hard work. Lainey smiled, smacking Maureen's ass. Maureen groaned, knowing full well what her daughter meant. I told him he had my permission to offer up your pussy. Lainey giggled, grabbing her bag and pushing her own skirt down, making herself presentable. But only if you're getting fucked in your ass and mouth at the same time. Maureen groaned as her first orgasm approached, turning to see her daughter walking off. Bye, mommy. Lainey called back, closing the door behind her as her mother came, eagerly awaiting the cocks she'd service today. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode.
Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.